USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller breaks his long silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress.
So beyond what I've said here today and what is contained in our written work, I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation or to comment on the actions of the Justice Department or Congress.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York then held his own press conference where he said everything's on the table and the president will be held accountable.
With respect to impeachment question, at this point all options are on the table and nothing should be ruled out.
A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 221 points to close at 25,126. The NASDAQ fell 60 points to close at 75,47. And the S&P lost 19 to close at 27,83. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
After increasing for the last 20 years, the Centers for Disease Control reports a decline in new cases of diabetes. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Researchers at the CDC report new cases of diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. decreased by 35% since a peak in 2009. The report is being described as the first sign that efforts to stop the nation's epidemic of diabetes have been working. New cases have declined from 1.7 million per year in 2008 to 1.3 million new cases in 2017. The number of people living with diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. has remained stable during the past 8 years. I'm John Clemens.
Tornado watches are stretching from Texas all the way up to New York City, and parts of Kansas and Missouri are cleaning up after a tornado Tuesday forced many people into their basements and destroyed some homes. It also caused Kansas City's airport to be shut down and evacuated too for a short time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study from the Mercatus Center says the main reason that teens are having a difficult time finding jobs over the summer is due to the fact that many states are raising the minimum wage. Now, as minimum wage hikes continue to occur, employers are looking for applicants who have more experience rather than that 16-year-old who's hoping to land his or her first job. Larry Winget is a pit bull of personal development. He joins Fox News and says it's rather unfortunate this is the road employers are having to go down because teens are able to learn so much from that first job.
It is a tough situation, but the nice thing is that you learn once you have the job, you learn a little respect for having a job, I believe. And I think one of the opportunities here is for kids to learn what it takes to get a job, then what it takes to keep that job, what it takes to keep your boss happy, how to serve customers. All of those things make you a better human being. And I think that's the real value here. Plus, the feeling that you have internally for your self-esteem, that you're not going to be judged based on how many likes you get on your cell phone, on your social media pages, but you're going to be judged based on how hard you work right, and are rewarded for that work, and then the freedom that comes from spending that money you earn.
And finally, Amazon is introducing the newest addition to the Echo family. Echo 5 is a smaller version of the Echo Show with a 5.5-inch screen. It costs around $90, which is the cheapest Echo device featuring a screen. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.